All right, we are back. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. If you're not familiar with my show, again, you can head over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. I've been doing the show since 2011. Every single interview I have done is on the show blog, even the ones I've done in the pandemic on Zoom. If you want to find out about being a guest, you can just shoot me an email to Janine at KUCI.org. If you're not familiar with KUCI, I encourage you to head over to our website, KUCI.org. We have an incredible mix of public affairs and music, shows, all kinds of amazing talent here at the station. You can also check out our socials at KUCI FM. All right, so second half of the show, I did not have a guest calling in because I wanted to share some information with you, and I hope this will inspire you. So if you're not familiar, there is a loneliness epidemic. There's a lot of research to back that up. If you're on LinkedIn, you could connect with some organizations that are really focused on that type of research, including the Foundation for Social Connection. And let me tell you a little bit about them. They were established in 2020, so right at the beginning of the pandemic, to advance social connection nationwide, rooted in evidence for our collective well-being. And they are mission-driven. They really focus on the power of social connection. And at the heart of this organization are some foundational values that guide people through everything. And they are really focused on fostering meaningful relationships and strong community ties. And it's interesting that they started this in 2020 because as people were locking down, there was a lot of social isolation and disconnect and loneliness. And even though we went back to being in person, there were people who no longer felt comfortable being in person. So they were happy to be remote. Or if you had to be back in person, it was really challenging. And even though we are, you know, the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, there are a lot of people struggling right now. So if this is you, you are absolutely not alone. I will say this, if you are struggling, there are resources on this campus, amazing resources, the Wellness and Counseling Office. There's Active Minds, which is a student organization that's national. And there's also NAMI. I'm a member of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there are various other organizations, the Trevor Project, D.D. Hirsch, the list goes on. So this is what I wanted to share with you a little bit. And here's some data. Nearly 1 in 2 adults report experiencing loneliness. This is not a personal weakness at all. It's a widespread public health issue right now. Loneliness isn't about being physically alone. It's about lacking meaningful connection. You can actually be, you've probably heard this, alone in a huge crowd. And maybe you're smiling and people think you're the happiest person, but you can be really going through something inside and people don't know. So there are several major factors driving what many experts are calling this loneliness epidemic. So for starters, this won't be a shocker. Technology has increased digital contact, but often reduces face-to-face interaction. So you hear oftentimes, you know, mental health is important, emotional health, spiritual health, physical health. Well, social health is a key component of health. If we don't have great relationships, interaction with people, this is something that's missing. So social media creates this comparison, anxiety, and a false sense of connection, and it cannot replace what it's like to be in real life. And as I said earlier, remote work eliminated many daily interactions that once built organic community. So people move more often for different jobs as well, and that's disrupting long-term friendships and support systems. Families are smaller and more geographically spread out. And in the pandemic, if you had, let's say, a grandparent, you know, or just an older relative lived in a retirement home and you couldn't go to visit them, they were some of the loneliest people because they were no longer able to see their families. So we've also lost many third spaces, cafes, civic groups, faith communities, and neighborhood spaces that were once there in the pandemic. A lot of them closed. And we need these third spaces. And the good news is I'm seeing more and more of this, more events, more activities to bring people together through creativity, as Maria was sharing on the first half of the show, music, different gatherings. So people really do want this change. They do want to feel connected. And here's what we're up against. You know, we live in a culture often prioritizing productivity and independence over relationships. And there's a lot of anxiety when we're not nurturing our social health. And there's a lot of depression, and it can make it really hard to reach out. And it creates a cycle of isolation. I mean, here we've got Netflix, so people want to stay home and, you know, watch their favorite show. And it's really important to focus on ways to nurture your overall health. Again, you, not only your mental, emotional, spiritual, but your social health as well. And young adults, so here at UCI, are reporting some of the highest levels of loneliness. The impact is definitely serious, and research has led to focus on social connection. There's a scientist, Julianne Holt Lundstad. I'm hoping to have her on my show. She shows that weak social relationships increase the risk of premature death by as much as 50%. Chronic loneliness is linked to a higher risk of heart disease, stroke, cognitive decline, anxiety, and depression. And you might have heard about this. In 2023, the U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issued an official advisory declaring loneliness and social isolation a public health crisis. And one of the things I loved that Dr. Murthy talked about was he felt that loneliness could be addressed and cured to some degree with a potluck. So you create opportunity for gathering, you cook, because sharing food and, you know, getting together in a non-academic, fun, relaxed setting can be just rejuvenating. Globally, the World Health Organization has reported that approximately 1 in 6 people worldwide experience loneliness. And they're linking it to serious health outcomes, like I mentioned previously, and calling for coordinated societal action. Earlier on, I mentioned organizations like the Foundation for Social Connection, working to advance research, policy, and public awareness, building stronger communities, and connecting people. The research is really clear. Strong social relationships increase our survival rates. Connection improves immune function and mental health. And belonging predicts better academic and workplace outcomes. Community protects health. So if you're someone here at UCI and you focus on school and grades and you don't have that social component, your health could be at risk. Connection is not a luxury. It is a biological and psychological necessity. And here's the hopeful part. Small, intentional moments that you can find throughout your day, like shared meals, conversations, creating something together, checking in on a neighbor, can really interrupt isolation and rebuild belonging. We don't solve loneliness only at the individual level. We're going to solve it by rebuilding environments that make connection easier, more natural, and more frequent. So if you want to learn more, you can look into the Surgeon General's advisory on loneliness and social isolation. I'll put this on the show blog later on. There are various research publications and reports by the World Health Organization and so many other national surveys from organizations like the CDC and AARP. Here's some tips for you. If you are a student listening right now, join clubs or student organizations. Having shared interests really makes it easier to meet people naturally. And maybe join a club that intrigues you, but maybe you think, you know, I don't know how to paint, but, you know, maybe I could learn. Or, you know, whatever the club is, be open. So even small weekly commitments can help you form these regular social routines. Attend campus events. There are so many incredible events that are on this campus. There are also things at the Claire Trevor School of the Arts or the Berkeley. There's a whole schedule of different activities. You can attend workshops, talks, social events right here at UCI, which create opportunities for conversation. Arriving with a goal to meet just one new person can reduce feeling overwhelmed. And sometimes, and this happens with me, I completely do not feel like going out. But you know, it's in those moments sometimes when we push ourselves out the door that the unexpected can happen. So you go and you attend an event and you actually are surprised you find someone else that has the same interests. You strike up a conversation with someone that you've seen before in one of your classes, etc. I mean, it's endless. Also, you can focus on third spaces on campus. So cafes, libraries, lounges, or student centers are really great for casual interaction. Sitting in a communal area instead of alone encourages spontaneous connections. Okay, so you can sit outside. You can sit with someone if you're brave. You can sit with someone who's sitting alone. Ask them if you can join them. You never know, you could strike up a conversation. All it takes is a small moment, a small conversation. So it could be complimenting someone, asking a question about a class if you're in class with someone, or commenting on a shared experience can spark a friendship. Those micro interactions can often grow into meaningful relationships. The other thing you can do is you can create study or activity groups. Let's say you're struggling in a math class or any kind of class. You can invite classmates to review notes. You can make it a fun study group. You can bake together. Everyone brings snacks. You can work on projects. Just being collaborative is a natural way to build connection. Volunteering, participating in community projects really helps build meaningful work, and you can engage with your peers, and it strengthens those social bonds, which are so important. Having that sense of shared purpose really creates some lasting friendships. But you have to be consistent. So attending the same club meetings, classes, or study groups regularly will really help. If you're not really connecting with that club, there are so many hundreds of clubs here at the university. It's so many things. You'll find something. But consistency allows relationships to really deepen over time. And you really want to have balance in your life. So yes, we spend time online. We have things we do on our phones. But really having moments in real life where you take those tech breaks is so essential. And one of the things I'm going to put on my show blog later on is there are these offshoots of this club called the Offline Club. And Offline Club is throughout Europe, and it's so inspiring. So the Offline Club will take over a museum, a library, a cafe, and you're not allowed to have your phone. And people will actually talk. They will read. They will knit. They will nap. They'll play games. And there's no phones. Your phones are locked up at the front entrance in a nice, safe little box. And people are having such a fantastic time. I've seen this posted in Paris and London. I'm going to have someone call in from the Offline Club and talk about it, because it's really taken off and people are really enjoying it. So that's a really inspiring thing you can look into if you want to. So use social media, to connect with people, but also focus on your real face-to-face, in-person moments of building those relationships. And be open. Sometimes we feel very vulnerable in so many ways, but if you just share a little about yourself, you never know, someone else might feel socially awkward or anxious. And by you taking that first step, you might encourage someone else to do the same. So you can even express simple feelings like, I'm really stressed about this math test, or I'm completely lost. And this invites empathy and compassion and someone else to say, oh, I feel the same way. Or, maybe we should, form a study group so we can be lost together and figure it out. And it's strengthen numbers. So lastly, I'll leave this with you. Check in on others. And earlier on, I said, someone can be always happy and have a 4.6 GPA. It does not mean that they are happy inside. They could be extremely lonely and not have the balance they need in life. So just a quick message or invitation to lunch or grab a coffee can help someone in a surprising way. And showing interest in others fosters belonging and community. So I'm going to put a lot of what I just shared up on the show blog, and the Foundation for Social Connection, I'll put that up on there as well. They have research on their website. I'll give you that website. It's social-connection.org. They had a conference last year, Social Connection Conference. They have a whole list of resources, ways you can take action. And I want to share this with you. Each week, I'm going to start sharing stories of different ways that people are connecting, and I love this one. This is out of New York, and it's called The Strangers Project. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it is an entire store dedicated to real handwritten stories from strangers, and it's at the Oculus. They encourage you to think about what would your story say. Again, this is on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kzi.org. I invited Brandon to call into the show. He is the founder of the Strangers Project. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Since 2009, Brandon has been inviting people to pause, pick up a pen, and share something true about their lives, from a single sentence to several pages. Now, over the years, this simple idea has grown into a collection of more than 100,000 handwritten stories from strangers of all ages, backgrounds, and walks of life. The project began with a clipboard and a handful of blank pages in a park, not knowing if anyone would stop, but people did, and they kept coming. Stories poured in at parks, festivals, schools, museums, city streets, and now at the project's flagship location at the World Trade Center Oculus in New York City. The Strangers Project serves as a living museum of the human experience, offering visitors a space to read the words of strangers, reflect on their own stories, and feel more connected to the world around them. Brandon's role is to care for these stories and to keep them accessible to everyone who wishes to explore them. And on the show blog, I put some images of these stories. So here's the core idea. The project invites people to share something true about their lives, from a single sentence to several pages. It's not about being polished or artistic or this most incredible writer. It's about being honest and reflecting and having a human connection. This, again, has been going on since 2009, and I cannot believe they have over 100,000 handwritten stories. Stories come from strangers from all over. So on the show blog, you will see pictures of this. I would love to get your thoughts on it. It's very inspiring. If you're ever in New York, it's very cathartic. It's a great way to contribute to a larger collective story of humanity. The Strangers Project reminds us that every life has meaning and every story matters. It's really a chance to pause, reflect, and connect in a world that can feel fragmented or even overwhelming. So here's the website, strangersproject.com. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. This will be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. And top of the hour is SoCal New Waver with Pass Forward. Stick around for that. That's a fantastic show. If you want to email me, you can send me an email to Janine, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, at KUCI.org. I am accepting pitches for guests, whether it's you or someone you know. I interview actors, authors, filmmakers, health and wellness experts, really anyone with a great story, something inspiring for all ages, and I welcome your submissions. If you're not familiar with KUCI, always consider heading over to our website, kuci.org, or our socials, KUCI-FM, and I will be back next week. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and happy Wednesday.